5 minutes later, while getting a handful of canned heat to slather on a bony bulb of knee atop a shin bone, her fingers touched the bottom of the sterno can. From the darkness behind them came another of those watery stomping sounds. The tale of their friend, her mind insisted. It was keeping pace, waiting for them to run out of fuel and for the world to go dark again. Then it would pounce. Then it would eat. 14. They were going to need a fallback position. She became sure of that almost as soon as the tips of her fingers touched the bottom of the can. 10 minutes and 3 torches later, Susanna prepared to tell the gunslinger to stop when and if they came to another especially large ossuary. They could make a bonfire of rags and bones, and once it was going hot and bright, they'd simply run like hell. When and if they heard the thing on their side of the fire barrier again, Roland could lighten his load and speed his heels by leaving her behind. She saw this idea not as self-sacrificing, but merely logical. There was no reason for the monstrous centipede to get both of them if they could avoid it. And she had no plans to let it take her as far as that went, certainly not alive. She had his gun, and she'd use it. 5 shots for Cy Centipede. If it kept coming after that, the 6th for herself. Before she could say any of these things, however, Roland got in 3 words that stopped all of hers. Light, he panted. Up ahead. She craned around and at first saw nothing, probably because of the torch she'd been holding out. Then she did. A faint white glow. More of those globes? She asked. A stretch of them that are still working? Maybe. I don't think so. 5 minutes later, she realized she could see the floor and walls in the light of her latest torch. The floor was covered with a fine scrim of dust and pebbles, such as could only have been blown in from outside. Susanna threw her arms up over her head, one hand holding a blazing bone wrapped in a shirt, and gave a scream of triumph. The thing behind her answered with a roar of fury and frustration that did her heart good even as it pebbled her skin with goosebumps.